He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in this series we are talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi through various angles. We are looking at it from various perspectives so that we can take lessons from his blessed life and try to act upon those lessons so that we may become successful like him Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Now remember, thousands upon thousands of people die on a daily basis. Thousands upon thousands of people pass away on a daily basis, and the majority of them are forgotten almost immediately. Some people are remembered for a day or two, then they are forgotten. Some people are remembered for a week or two, then they are forgotten. Some people, they might be remembered for a year or two, then they are forgotten. Some people maybe 20 or 30 years. And some people, if they're lucky, maybe 100 years, maybe 150 years, maybe 3 or 4 generations might remember them. But after that, nobody remembers them. Nobody remembers who they were, what they did, how they behaved, what they achieved in their life. Nobody remembers them. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some blessed individuals, some blessed personalities that not only are they remembered 15, 20 years later, 100 years later, no, they are remembered centuries upon centuries later. People still look up to them centuries upon centuries later. And one such personality is Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. It's mentioned that he was born in either 61 or 63 Hijri, which is approximately about 1400 years ago, give or take. But he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is still remembered today. People still learn about him. People still look up to him. People still want to be like him. Why? Because of the success that he had in his life. Because of the legacy that he left behind. People want to know. People want to be like him. Because they want to achieve what he achieved. They want to become successful like he was. They want to leave a legacy the way he left a legacy. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just to understand the blessings of the remembrance of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, the blessings of talking about him and learning about him. Let's listen to this one saying of the founder of the Hanbali school of thought, the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He says, when you see that a person has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and he arranges the mention of his attributes and qualities and spreads them, this will only result in goodness for him. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, with this in mind, throughout this series, we are going to be talking about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, his attributes, his qualities. We're going to try to learn about them, act upon them, and then teach them to others as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to take lessons from the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and to follow in his blessed footsteps. In today's episode, my dear viewers, we are going to talk about the love of Islamic knowledge of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. It's mentioned Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was not only a great Islamic scholar, but he was also a great admirer of knowledge and Islamic scholars. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is reported to have said, "Become an Islamic scholar if possible, and if it is not possible, become a student. If that is not possible, then have devotion, have love for Islamic scholars. And even if that is not possible, then at the very least, do not have malice or hatred towards them." He further says, whoever accepts this piece for advice will attain salvation. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what do we learn from this saying of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? That we should try our best to become scholars. We should try our best to become Islamic scholars. We should try to study Islamic knowledge. We should make this intention that we want to become Islamic scholars. My dear viewers of Madani channel, whoever wants to study Islamic knowledge, Dawat-e-Islami is the place. Whatever Islamic knowledge we want to study, however we want to study, Dawat-e-Islami will have that service available. Dawat-e-Islami has so many departments dedicated just for seeking Islamic knowledge. So many activities just for seeking Islamic knowledge. The weekly ijtimaz are a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. Madani kafilas are a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. Madani channel is a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. All the different courses provided are ways of seeking Islamic knowledge. The schooling system is a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. The madrasas are a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. The jamiat are a way of seeking Islamic knowledge. It is as though Dawat-e-Islami is a platform just for seeking Islamic knowledge. If you want to seek Islamic knowledge, Dawat-e-Islami is here. My dear viewers of Madani channel, carrying on with what Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi advised. If you can't study, have love for scholars and do not have hatred towards them. Do not have malice towards them. And my dear viewers, we're seeing an increase in this sort of malice towards Islamic scholars, this sort of disrespect, that we always think scholars, they're just for the madrasa, they're just for to lead our namaz, they're just there for janaza or for the nikah. No, my dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want to attain salvation, if you want success, it is through the respect of Islamic scholars. My dear viewers of Madani channel, seeking Islamic knowledge has so many excellences, and so many of excellences of these excellences have been mentioned by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In numerous places, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to seek Islamic knowledge, has encouraged us by telling us about the rewards of seeking Islamic knowledge, about the excellences of seeking Islamic knowledge. It's mentioned the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, an alim, i.e. a scholar, is superior to an abid, a worshipper, as the moon of the 14th night is superior to all the stars. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, we know the excellences of Islamic knowledge. They've been mentioned time and time again. But why do we still prefer worldly knowledge, worldly education, over Islamic knowledge? Let's check, let's reflect. Do we actually favor Islamic knowledge and give that more importance, or do we favor worldly knowledge and give that more of a preference? Now let's think of a few questions and ponder over them, and we'll get our answer. When it comes to worldly education of our children, when we're ready to instill them or enroll them into a school, do we have criteria of what type of school we want them to go to? That the school should have this, 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 and this. The results of the school should be this, this, and this. The teachers of the school should be this, this, and this. Do we do that? And the majority of time, yes, we do. When we want to go to a college of certain courses, we look at what jobs we can get with that course. We look at the institute that we're going to go to. What are the pass marks? What are the results like? How do employers look at those institutes? Do they think they're good institutes or not? And then when we look for jobs, we look for the best place where we're going to get the most money. When we look for universities, we look for the best universities. When it comes to Islamic education, do we just send our child to any madrasa? Or do we have criteria there as well? Do we look for the best madrasa? Do we look for the best teachers? Or do we just send them anywhere? When we want to study other courses, do we look for the best teachers, the best institutes, or do we just go anywhere? My dear viewers on Madani channel, if when it came to worldly education, we have criteria, we want to go to the best, but when it came to Islamic education, we would go anywhere, are we truly valuing Islamic education or not? Are we truly valuing seeking Islamic knowledge or not? And if we're not, why not? As Muslims, this should be our priority. Remember, our success will only come through Islamic knowledge. Worldly knowledge will only benefit us here, if it benefits us. But Islamic knowledge will benefit us in this world and in the hereafter. And an individual who gains Islamic knowledge, he will be more successful in the hereafter, without a shadow of a doubt. But he will also be successful in this world as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he gives us 7 reasons which make Islamic knowledge better than wealth. Firstly, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, knowledge is the legacy of the blessed prophets alayhi wasalam, and wealth is the legacy of Pharaoh, Haman and Namrud. So whose legacy do we want to follow? The legacy of the prophets or the legacy of Pharaoh and Namrud? The choice is there, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Who do we want to follow? If we are prioritizing worldly education, the wealth of this world, over Islamic education, which one are we following? Whose legacy are we following? Secondly, he says, wealth, it decreases if it is spent. He says, wealth, it decreases if it is spent, whereas knowledge increases if it is spent. So wealth which we are striving so much for, it decreases when we spend it. But knowledge which we're not even going for, which we're leaving, the more you spend it, the more you share it, it doesn't decrease, it only increases. It only gets stronger as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's practical, we've seen it. You would have seen it around you. When someone teaches something to somebody else, his own knowledge becomes stronger. And why would Allah Almighty not bestow more knowledge upon that individual who is going to spread it to other people as well? Because spreading knowledge to other people is a way of being thankful for that knowledge, being thankful for that blessing from Allah Almighty. Remember, Allah Almighty will always increase that individual who is thankful for the blessings that are bestowed upon him. And remember, knowledge, it will go with an individual into his grave as well. Knowledge will benefit an individual in the grave. It will benefit an individual in the hereafter. But wealth, once you die, is gone. That wealth which you worked so hard for is gone, it's not yours anymore. It won't go into the grave. It won't benefit you in the hereafter. So why are we striving so much for that thing? Once we die, it will leave us. And it's not ours anymore. And we're leaving that thing which will truly benefit us once we die. Knowledge will benefit us in this world as well. But it will truly benefit us in the grave. It will truly benefit us in the hereafter. So why are we leaving that thing which will benefit us even after we die for that thing which will give us no benefit when we die? So in Ali karamallahu wajhahul kareem, he carries on and he says, wealth is protected by a human, but knowledge protects a human. That wealth which we work so hard for, we have to protect it, otherwise it's destroyed. Someone might come and destroy it, it might set on fire or destroy it in a different way. Somebody might steal it. People have guards, guard dogs, and so much other things. They have security guards just to protect our wealth they work so hard for. But knowledge, we don't need to protect it. Knowledge will protect us from what? From making mistakes. So why, again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should reflect. Why are we striving so much and so hard for that thing which we have to protect? Does it not make more sense to gain that thing which will protect us? We're striving for something which if we get it, we'll have to protect it. Why don't we strive so hard for that thing? If we get it, we won't need to protect it. It will protect us. And it will protect us in such a way, inshallah azza wa jal, that our iman will be safer at the time we die, inshallah azza wa jal. It will protect us from the punishment of the grave. It will protect us on the day of judgment. And it will help us to enter paradise as well. Why do we not strive for that instead of that thing which we have to protect? Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahul kareem, he carries on and he says, wealth is left in the world after death, but knowledge, it goes with a person into the grave. Again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, like we've just mentioned, knowledge, it doesn't end when you pass away. When you die, knowledge that you've sought, that knowledge which you sought in this world, which you gained in this world, it doesn't end. It goes with you into the grave. It will benefit you there as well. That wealth which we worked so hard for to amass, the moment we die, it's not ours. We worked so hard for it, but it's not ours. It won't go into the grave. It won't benefit us in the hereafter. As soon as we die, it belongs to somebody else. So let's reflect. Which one should we be striving for? Which one should we be working harder for? My dear viewers of Madini Channel, remember, at no point through this am I saying that wealth is not important. We should not work hard for wealth. Yes, we should. But at the same time, our priority should be Islamic knowledge. We are comparing the two because we see we always prefer wealth over Islamic knowledge. When there's a choice to seek Islamic knowledge or do something which will increase our worldly wealth, we choose that path. The purpose is not to say we can't do that. The purpose is to encourage me, to encourage you, to encourage all of us to seek Islamic knowledge as well. To make that as our priority. Because remember, yes, we need doctors. We need accountants. We need solicitors. We need barristers. We need businessmen. But we don't need them type of businessmen. Those type of accountants. Those solicitors who don't know the basics of the religion. Who don't know how to read namaz. Who don't know what the basic beliefs of a Muslim are. Who don't know how to give ghusl to their parents when they pass away. Who don't know how to shroud their own parents when they pass away. Who do not know how to read the janazah of their own parents. Who do not know how to read the funeral of their own parents when they pass away. What is the benefit of gaining so much wealth, so much worldly education if we don't even have this amount of Islamic education? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the reason in today's episode. We are emphasizing the importance of seeking Islamic knowledge because where we are seeking worldly knowledge, we should also be seeking Islamic knowledge as well. Our priority should be Islamic knowledge. That will give us success in this world and in the hereafter. And it will give us the right guidelines of how to seek wealth as well. It will help us to seek wealth as well. Remember, people seek wealth so they can have an easy life. Remember, this wealth, this life, it will finish. Islamic knowledge will give an easy life here as well. But it will also give an easy life in the life which will not finish in the hereafter. So we are working so hard for an easy life here which will end. Why don't we work for an easy life for in that life which will never end? And that is through seeking Islamic knowledge, my dear viewers on Madani Channel. Carrying on with the list which Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, he mentions about how seeking Islamic knowledge is better or superior to wealth. He says, a true believer or an unbeliever, all can get wealth, but the benefit of religious knowledge is only obtained by a true believer. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, reflect on this point. Subhanallah, how true it is. Wealth can be gained by anybody. Wealth can be gained by even the non-Muslims. And we see it, so many people who are not Muslim are so rich in this world. Even they can gain wealth. So as Muslims, even if we do gain wealth, what's the big thing? Because even non-Muslims can gain wealth. What's the big thing in that? But look, only Muslims, only true Muslims, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu Al-Kareem says, only true Muslims can gain Islamic knowledge. So why are we going for that thing which is even given to non-Muslims as well? It's given to everyone. Instead of that thing which is only given to true Muslims. My dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu Al-Kareem, he carries on. He says, no one is independent of Islamic scholars. I.e. everyone needs Islamic scholars. But many people don't need wealthy people. The time of nikah, we need people with Islamic education to perform the nikah. We need them to perform the janazah. We need them to help us shroud our parents when they pass away, our family members when they pass away, to help perform ghusl when they pass away. Nobody really has that need of a wealthy person. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you will have seen it. We will have all seen it. There are many, many wealthy people, many accountants, many solicitors, many big businessmen, many doctors who will sacrifice everything. They will sacrifice all of their wealth to be able to kiss the hand of a pious person of Allah Almighty. And we see this in Babul Madina Karachi, in Fizani Madina, with Amir Ahl Sunnat. That those doctors who come, those accountants who come, those solicitors who come, those businessmen who come, they would sacrifice everything to get to spend time with this great personality, to get to kiss the hands of this great individual. They are ready to sacrifice everything. But Have you ever seen an Islamic scholar want to kiss the hands of an accountant? Want to kiss the hands of a solicitor? Want to kiss the hands of a businessman, of a wealthy individual? You won't see it. Why? Because true honor, true respect comes from Islamic knowledge, not from wealth. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he mentions the seventh thing, seventh benefit of seeking Islamic knowledge, the benefit of knowledge compared to wealth. He says, through knowledge one will gain the strength to pass the bridge of Sirat, and through wealth he will attain weakness. So through Islamic knowledge, an individual will find it easy to cross the bridge of Sirat on the Day of Judgment. But through wealth, he will find it difficult. He will attain weakness. My dear viewers on Madani Channel, that bridge, which is thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword, you have to cross it to get to paradise. If you fall, underneath is the fire of hell. The individual who has Islamic knowledge will gain the strength to pass that bridge. SubhanAllah, this is the benefit of seeking Islamic knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's all make this intention that we, from today, we will start seeking Islamic knowledge. And we will seek Islamic knowledge till the day we die. If we don't achieve the rank or attain the rank of becoming a scholar, as a minimum, we will die as students of knowledge, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's all make this intention. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'll finish with this. In the past, people had to travel for days upon days. Some people had to travel for months to seek Islamic knowledge. But today, your Dawat Islami has made it so easy to seek Islamic knowledge, that all you have to do is turn on the TV. Turn on Madani Channel. You can seek Islamic knowledge 24 hours a day from the comfort of your own home. Through Faizan Online Academy, your Dawat Islami has given us this opportunity, has given you this opportunity, has given me this opportunity, has given all of us this chance that we can seek Islamic knowledge from the comfort of our own homes. We don't have to travel anywhere. And through that online, Faizan Online Academy, we can study the Alim course, we can study the Scholars course, and become scholars of Islam. This is your Dawat Islami. Your Dawat Islami is giving all of us a chance to study Islamic knowledge if we want to. Our Dawat Islami has left no stone unturned. Where in the past there might have been an excuse to not seek Islamic knowledge, that we don't have access to it. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Our Dawat Islami has made it such that everyone now has access to seeking Islamic knowledge. May Allah Almighty allow us all to understand the benefits of seeking Islamic knowledge. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of our pious predecessors, like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.